Dictation for Patricia McCready, MCCREERY, June 29, 1946. Addressed as a letter to Jennifer Barnhart, Barnhart, 4632249. Dear Mrs. Barnhart, post-hospital follow-up for Patricia. I saw her at that time with acute renal failure, thought to be related to CHF decompensation and efforts of diuresis. She did not require dialysis. Baseline creatinine 0.8. At the time of discharge, creatinine was down to 1.4. She's been followed with cardiology. Medication has been adjusted. Weight, unfortunately, has going up from 188 to 193.5 with increase of edema and shortness of breath. Supposed to be doing a low sodium diet. Was taking a low dose of diuretic that she normally does. She has oxygen at home but has not required any as the saturation is 92-94% on room air at rest. There is some degree of orthopnea, sleeping in a recliner, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies blood melena, does have constipation, occasional hemorrhoid bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood or decreased volume, no chest pain palpitation, underlying pacemaker atrial fibrillation. Other review system is negative, medication list review, anticoagulated with Eliquis, a number of inhalers. Diuretics include Demadex, which is 20, metolazone 2.5, from beta blockers, cholesterol treatment, aldactone. Weight in the office 195 with a blood pressure 102/60. Bilateral JVD, decreased hearing, some degree of tachypnea, no severe respiratory distress, distant breath sounds, air trapping, prior smoker COPD abnormalities, no gross consolidation pleural effusion, has a pacemaker, atrial fibrillation less than 90, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness masses, 3 plus edema below the knees. The most recent echo, February, ejection fraction 57%, moderate mitral regurgitation, grade 3 diastolic dysfunction, moderate pulmonary hypertension, prior CT scan angiogram, abdominal aorta and branches, that's from last year, August 2022. Single bilateral renal arteries with mild stenosis on the left renal artery. Extensive calcifications, but no severe stenosis. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. In discharge, creatinine went up to 2, 3.4, and now 2.6. Low sodium 135, high potassium 5.4, elevated bicarbonate 32, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelet, anemia 8.6. During analysis, no blood protein, protein creatinine ratio less than 0.2. Review records from cardiology. They stopped the flecainide, FLECAINIDE, because of the renal failure and the presence of AFib. They also start the car descent. And they adjusted beta blocker metoprolol to 200. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury associated to congestive heart failure as indicated above and effect of medications. The importance of salt fluid restrictions, the above findings of the echocardiogram. We are increasing the Demadex to 40 milligrams, continue the same, aldactone and ceraxylin. Stop the Nurantin that can cause also CHF and edema. Importance of salt fluid restriction. Monitor weight on the next few days as well as new chemistries. Management of underlying COPD. Continue anticoagulation for AFib pacemaker. No activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Anemia is exacerbating the CHF, and the etiology of this needs to be worked up, including iron studies, B12 folic acid, reticulocyte. We will check for completeness monoclonal protein, assess response, assess new labs, end of dictation.